He sat down at the side of the tunnel entrance in the snow, his back to the rock. They saw him from the cat, and Yalsin said, "Horza, are you all right?"
"No," he said, turning the laser rifle off. "No, I'm not."
"What's wrong?" Yalsin said quickly. Horza took the suit helmet off, putting it down on the snow beside him. The cold air sucked heat from his face, and he had to breathe hard in the thin atmosphere.
"There is death here," he said to the cloudless sky.
Chapter 10. The Command System. Batholith. It's called a batholith, a granitic intrusion which rose up like a molten bubble into the sedimentary and metamorphic rocks already here 100 million years ago. 11,000 years ago, the locals built the command system in it, hoping to use the rock cover as a protection from fusion warheads. They built 9 stations and 8 trains. The idea was that the politicos and military chiefs sat in one train, their seconds in command and deputies in another, and during a war, all 8 trains would be shuffled around the tunnels, halting in a station to be linked via hardened communication channels to the transceiver sites on the immediate surface and throughout the state, so they could run the war. The enemy would have a hard time cracking the granite that deep anyway, but hitting something as relatively small as a station would be even more difficult, and they never could be sure that there would be a train in it, or that it would be manned, and on top of that, they had to knock out the backup train as well as the main one. Germ warfare killed them all off, and sometime between then and 10,000 years ago, the Draesen moved in, pumping the air out of the tunnels and replacing it with inert gas. 7,000 years ago, a new ice age started, and about 4,000 years after that, the place got so cold, Mr. Adequate pumped the argon out and let the planet's own atmosphere back in. It's so desiccated, nothing's rusted in the tunnels for 3 millennia. About 3,500 years ago, the Draesen came to an agreement with most of the rival galactic federations, which allowed ships in distress to cross the quiet barriers. Politically neutral, relatively powerless species were permitted to set up small bases on most of the planets of the dead, to provide help for those in distress and, I suppose, to provide a sop to the people who had always wanted to know what the planets were like. Certainly on Shah's world, Mr. Adequate let us take a good look at the system every year, and turned a blind eye when we went down unofficially. However, nobody's ever taken unscrambled recordings of any sort out of the tunnels. The entrance we're at is here, at the base of the peninsula, above Station 4, one of the 3 main stations. The others are 1 and 7, where repair and maintenance facilities exist. There are no trains parked in 4, 3 or 5. There are 2 trains in Station 1, 2 in 7, 1 train each in the rest. At least, that's where they ought to be. The Adirans may have moved them, though I doubt it. The stations are 25 to 35 kilometres apart, linked by 2 sets of tunnels, which only join up at each of the stations. The whole system is buried about 5 kilometres down. We'll take lasers and a neural stunner, plus chaff grenades for protection, nothing heavier. Nysin can take his projectile rifle, the bullets he has are only light explosive, but no plasma cannons or micronukes. They'd be dangerous enough in the tunnels anyway, God knows, but they might also bring down Mr. Adequate's wrath, and we don't want that. Wubslin's rigged up our ship mass anomaly sensor into a portable set so we can spot the mind. In addition, I've got a mass sensor in my suit, so we shouldn't have any problem actually finding what we're after, even if it's hidden itself. Assuming the Adirans don't have their own communicators, they'll be using the changers. Our transceivers cover their frequencies and more, so we can listen in on them, but they can't hear us. So, those are the tunnels. That mind is in there somewhere, and so presumably are some Adirans and Medjel. Horza stood in the mess room at the head of the table, under the screen. On the screen, a diagram of the tunnels was superimposed over a map of the peninsula. The others looked at him. The empty semi-suit of the Medjel he had found lay in the centre of the table.
"You want to take us all in?" the drone Unahar Klosp said.
"Yes."
"What about the ship?"
Nysin said. "It can take care of itself. I'll program its automatic so that it'll recognise us and defend itself against anybody else."
"And you're going to take her?"
Yalsin asked, nodding at Belveda, who was sitting opposite her.
Horza looked at the culture woman. "I prefer to have Belveda where I can see her," he said. "I wouldn't feel safe leaving her here with any of you."
"I still don't see why I have to go," Unahar Klosp said.
"Because," Horza told it, "I don't trust you on board here either. Besides, I want you to carry stuff.
What?
The drone sounded angry.
I don't know that you're being completely honest here, Hoza,
Avadir said, shaking his head ruefully.
You say that the Adirans and Medjel, well, that you're on their side. But here they are, and they've killed four of your own people already, and you think that they're somewhere inside these tunnels wandering about. And they're supposed to be about the best ground troops in the galaxy. You want to send us up against them?